Good morning. Grace and peace to you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we come to worship this day. And I hope you all had a Merry Christmas. And in church season, we are in the season of Christmas yet, so the celebration continues. A special welcome if you're a guest among us. We're happy to have you here. Please sign our guest books and make yourself at home. You're among friends as we gather here. Just a few announcements as we begin this morning. Our church office is closed this week, but if you have a pastoral emergency, you can call the church office or Reverend Michael Mugford and myself. I'm Krista Elizabeth Wynn. We're the ministers and team ministry here, and we will be checking messages, so feel free to call the office and leave a message. Just a reminder that some of you, as we're turning into a new year next Sunday, if you're looking for your envelopes yet, there's some out straight on the bench here. Or if you see a name of someone who hasn't gotten theirs and would like to pass them on, please do that. With the holidays, there's some things that aren't happening. But on January 12th, we'll return to our 9:30 a.m. service in addition to this service. Also, Tuesday, January 7th, the Tuesday morning Bible study will begin again as well. And for all of you, please stay after the service and join us in the hall for coffee and fellowship this day. Also, today is a service full of music. We're going to be singing Christmas carols from around the world. Some will be familiar. Some will be like, I didn't know that was in our hymn book, but it's there. And so I would like to say special thanks to Greg, because he's going to be playing maybe a little more than usual. And to just add to the music of the day, I'd like to thank, we have a special guest quartet, Quinn, with us. And so we'll look forward to hearing them during our service as well. Well, as we gather this morning, we always seek to be in right relations with those who were here before us. So we acknowledgement of place. I invite you to join. And any time in our service that there is bold print, that's a spot for you to join. So as we gather in this place, we remember with gratitude that we live and worship on the lands that are by law the unceded territory of the Wabanaki's people, predominantly the land of the Mi'kmaq, Maliseet, and Passamaquoddy. We acknowledge the Mi'kmaq people and their stewardship of this land throughout the ages. Cole Harbor Woodside United Church is a safe place for all peoples to worship, regardless of gender identity, race, creed, age, ability, cultural background, or sexual orientation. And as we are in the season of Christmas yet, I've left our Advent wreath with the Christ candle. We celebrate that Christ has come, Christ is here, and that Christ will come again. The Christ candle in the middle of our wreath to remind us that Christ is to be in the middle of our lives as well. Thanks be to God. Christ is here with us this day. At this time, I invite us to stand. We're going to do things a little different. We're going to stand and sing the first verse of Joy to the World. And we're going to stand for our call to worship and our prayer today, too, just to do it different. So let's stand and sing with joy that Christ is with us this day. Lucy's going to lead us in our call to worship today. Lucy Warren.
Joy to the world.
The Lord is come.
We come to sing and celebrate this truth.
We come to worship the Christ of Christmas.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah indeed.
And let us pray. Loving God, this holy season, we can't keep from singing. The miracle of Jesus come to earth as a babe reminds us that we want to be part of our world and lives. As the angels sang praise and nativity, we too worship.
worship, sing, and adore Christ with your people around the globe. Thank you, Jesus, your gift to us and the wide world. Amen.
You may be seated. Well, today we are singing Christmas carols because they beautifully reveal the greatest news imaginable. These are not just holiday songs. They are gospel songs that joyfully bind us up in our faith each time we sing them together. A carol is a song of joy and praise, and a Christmas carol is a carol that tells the story of the Nativity. Our first carol today is a Canadian one, and it tells the Nativity story in a very distinct and different Canadian way. In the first chapter of the Gospel of John, we hear this good news. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. This is the miracle of the Incarnation, that God came into our world full flesh and blood. In 1642, Jean de Brouff, a Jesuit missionary at Sainte Marie among the Huron Nation, he wanted to share this incredible good news of Emmanuel, God with us, but in a way that spoke to these people's context and reality. So the sharing of the Nativity story in the song we will sing uses symbols that were known amongst the Huron people. The Huron Carol is thought of as Canada's first Christmas carol. So we're going to travel around the world today. Let's start with one of our very own. As we remain seated, let us sing number 71, the Huron Carol. Let us hear again the well-known passage that inspired our Christmas season and that inspires our heart to live and love Christ all year long. Lee Warren will share the Christmas passage with us.
The scripture is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 18. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descendant from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them.
I invite the children to come join me at the front. Oh, and here we come running. This is awesome. Or I can move down. We can come further this way. People don't want you to hide behind there. They want to see your happy, smiling faces. Come on over. Has everybody had a good Christmas? Yeah. Yes. And during the holidays, has anybody been singing any Christmas songs?
Yeah.
And what are some of your favorite Christmas songs?
Jingle Bells,
it is a very popular one. What else do you like to sing? Rudolph, he's popular. Yes? Gloria, nice. Anybody else have a favorite Christmas song? Yes? Jingle Bell Rock. Yes, there are lots of good songs. And you know what? There are a lot that are about Santa and his crew. And you think they're better? Well, this is what I think. I think Santa's here one night of the year. There's somebody else that Christmas is all about who's with us 365 days of the year. Who's with us that much? God? And what were you going to say?
Family.
And family?
Yeah, I love God.
You love God, he said. What were you going to say? Jesus is with us all year long. At Christmas, see in the middle there, we've got a little manger set up with a baby. At Christmas, we remember when Jesus came as a baby. So a lot of our songs are singing praise to God about for sending that baby. Who here was a baby? We all were babies. Isn't that amazing? So Jesus came in a way and can relate to us. And he grew up. And we don't sing maybe so much about it, but Jesus then became a little boy. He was a kid like you and knew what it was to run and scrape his knee. It's sort of mind-blowing that the God of the universe came as a teeny tiny baby and came and grew up and knows what it's like. So days that you're feeling sad,
he was big.
And that he was big, he did, he grew up to be big, but he gets what it's like to be us. He gets what it's like. He had siblings too, so he probably gets what it's like when they bother you someday. He gets what it's like when you maybe feel sad or mad. But I think it's so amazing that we get to sing our faith. And sometimes that's how I learned about faith growing up, because we sang. Today we're singing some Christmas carols from around the world. And the next one, I thought people looked cold. So our next one is from the Caribbean, from the West Indies. But before we sing it, we'll just have a prayer, and you can repeat after me. Dear God, thank you that you're with us every day. Thank you we can sing praise to you at Christmas and all year long. Bless us and keep us. In Jesus' name. Amen. So the folks out there are going to stand and sing number 73. We're going to sing, but I've got some rhythm that you guys can keep a good beat. Not a crazy beat, but a good beat with the song. You can do it. So number 73, the Virgin Mary had a baby boy. It's okay. Instruments. We'll look into some other ones, okay? All right, you guys can go up to Sunday school. They've got some activities for you today. Thank you. Yes, you guys. We'll give a hand to all of you. Thank you. Our next song will have a little less percussion. We're pleased to welcome our guest, the Quinn Quartet.
Our finest gifts we bring, Mara. rum-pa-bum-bum, 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 rum-pa-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Come,
peace on earth, can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see the day of glory, to see the day when men of good will live in peace again. So peace on earth, can we come? Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care enough for his fellow man, to give all the love that he can. I pray my wish will come true. I store my child and your child too. I say thy day for him the glory. See, I play my best for him when man of good will live in peace again. Then he smiled at me, me and my drum.
One church I worked at, there was a little boy, and he couldn't remember the word to say he wanted to go to church with his mom. And he's like, Mom, when can we go to the singing house? Isn't that a beautiful name for church? I was reading an article this week on five reasons, and I'm sure there's many more than five, that people sing in church services. It said the first and most important reason to sing at church is because it inspires the heart to worship God. A church that strives to fulfill its scriptural purpose will have a priority of offering praise to God. Worship is recognition of God's worth, and when you sing, you can see better who God is. Secondly, singing is exemplified in Scripture. The singing of songs is seen to be part of the joyful duty of being a follower of God. Throughout both the Hebrew Scriptures and the New Testament, the people of God are frequently seen composing music and singing music to give God glory. Thirdly, singing draws people together. As people raise their voices together, singing the same words in harmony, they can remember that we are all part of the body of Christ. Singing connects us deeply to one another, and also to God. Singing also teaches us about God. For instance, I think if someone never read and heard the passage that Lee read from Luke today, they still may know the Christmas story because Christmas carols share that truth. They would know the story of Jesus' birth. They would understand that the gift of love that came to us that first Christmas. Singing increases our understanding of who God is. Finally, singing in church strengthens us because it encourages us. I've had sad days, but I've come to church and praised God anyways. There's something to that verse that says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Heaviness leaves when we praise God. Darkness dissipates. Loads lift when we come and keep coming to God, singing of who he is and that we need him. Well, our next song today comes from the Land of the Rising Sun. It's a Japanese Christmas carol. It was written in 1907 by Genzo Miwa and brought to us thanks to Reverend John Moss, who was a missionary from the United Church of Christ who went to minister in Japan. He brought it and translated it into English in 1957. So let us remember the encounters of the shepherds as we sing our next carol. Let us stand to sing number 52, Sheep Fast Asleep. Woodside United by candlelight on Christmas Eve. Perhaps, therefore, it's fitting that Silent Night was first performed on Christmas Eve in 1818 at St. Nicholas Parish in Austria. A young priest, Father Joseph Moore, wrote the lyrics a couple years earlier, and we don't know why he wrote it. Perhaps, like many ministers, he was looking for a new way to share the ancient Christmas story with his congregation. Franz Xaver Gruber wrote the music for Silent Night when Moore came and asked him to put his lyrics to music and melody. He was also asked to write something that could be played by guitar on Christmas Eve because the church's organ had been damaged by flooding. Well, whether you play it by guitar or organ or on our beautiful piano, it sounds just as lovely. Let us remain seated as we sing Silent Night.
Thank you.
Oh, what a beautiful song. It really is a lullaby. So we're going to wake up with this next song. We're going to sing a French carol, and I even invite you, if you feel willing and at home, to sing it en français. The tradition of French carols are lively, and Il est non is an upbeat chorus with every refrain. C'est très bien. So let us stand and let us sing He is Born, number 50. Lovely. I did hear some French being sung out there. Well, they say to sing is to pray twice. And yes, we've already been praying as we have sang our carols. But this time, let us come in prayer. And as we pray today, our prayer will be interspersed with some scripture about praising God. Let us pray. Oh God, we proclaim how great you are, and we tell the wonderful things you have done. We declare, praise the Lord, all the earth. Praise his glory and might. God, it is good to praise you. It is good for us, mind, body, and soul. And may we praise you, not just in our songs, but in our living, in the way we act and behave, in the way that we care for others. May we praise you in how we care for the poor, reach out to the lonely, encourage the heavy-hearted, and pray for a world in need. God, you are wise and powerful. We are to praise you forever and ever. Thank you that this gift of praising you is one thing that we do here on this earth and into eternity, into heaven, where you are praised day and night, for you are worthy and we glorify you. God, in a world that would magnify problems and bad news, we choose to magnify you. You, our help and our hope. You, our Redeemer and our joy. Praise God, for we have seen with our own eyes the great and astounding things he has done for us. God, you have sent salvation in Jesus at Christmas. But we see in our life daily your fingerprints of faithfulness, of strength to make it through a day that is hard, your fingerprints of thinking of us by having someone nudge to call us just when we are needing that nudge and encouragement. Thank you, God, we see your fingerprints of abundance and blessing with the full plates that are often in front of us, with the warm and cozy beds we have. You are good to us, and so we praise you. You are good to us, and so we seek to pass blessings on to others, helping them to have their needs met, helping them to know that there is hope in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord, who has given his people peace as he promised he would. Lord, we thank you for peace, and we pray for more peace. We think especially of war-torn lands. We think of countries that are under unjust and unfair regimes. We pray for peace in homes where there is upset and conflict. We pray for peace in our hearts. May we cast our worries on you this day. May our minds know the peace of Christ that surpasses our understanding. May we rest in your goodness and grace. The Lord is my strong defender. He is the one who saved me. He is my God, and I will praise him. I will sing about his greatness. Lord, we ask as we move into 2020 that praise would be upon our lips more and more. When hard things come, may we praise you because you are the one who will see us through. When good things come, we will praise you because every good and perfect gift is from above. When we grieve, we will praise you because it helps us focus on eternal realities that your love is everlasting. When we are tired, we will praise you. And when we are full of joyful energy, it will burst forth in song. We ask, Lord, that we would be people who praise you more and more. I will tell the Lord's unfailing love. I will praise him for all he has done. He has richly blessed us because of his mercy and constant love. Oh God, it's not about who we are. It's about who you are. It's not about what we do. It's about what you've done. Thank you for your act of mercy upon the cross, that we can know forgiveness and grace, that we can know reconciliation between you and the building of care and commitment to others. Thank you for Jesus. Because of Jesus, we have a reason to praise you every day that we have breath. And in his name we pray the prayer you taught us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We're traveling next to Great Britain. Our next carol has a traditional English tune sung to the folk song tune melody of Greensleeves. The lyrics for this carol were written by William Chatterton Dick. And he wrote it as a poem that was called The Manger Throne. And it was a beautiful poem that came out of a very dark time in his life. Dix was an insurance company manager. And at age 29, he was struck with a near-fatal illness, which also came with a deep bout of depression. But during his recovery, he had a spiritual awakening. And he dove into the Word of God and read the Bible fully. And with his faith rekindled, he wrote songs of praise, including this next Christmas carol we now sing. Let us stand and sing number 74, What Child Is This? Well, it's been wonderful to sing songs written in honor of the birth of Christ. And be it the gift of music or lyrics, we have been blessed today because others shared their gifts of those things. So let us also be a blessing and give our tithes and offering. And our offering dedication song this morning is by Mexican-born Rachel Mora Martez, which uses the words of a very simple Byzantine Christmas prayer. And it's a very short song, you may notice. So we'll sing it three times through when our offering comes forward for dedication. But now let's give to God not just our gifts, but our very lives.
Thank you.
us pray. God offered the gift of himself at Christmas. Love came down and lived out in the flesh in our world. And the world has responded with songs of love, praise, and devotion. We too respond, giving ourselves, our time, our talent, our treasure, and our worship this day. O Lord, bless our offerings, that the good news of Jesus may continue to go around the world, that people around the globe would raise their carols to you continually. Amen. And let's be delighted again with a fun song from our guest musicians.
Little toy trains, little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little one, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Little toy trains, little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little one, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes. Listen to the skies, all is calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and his jingle bell. Bringing little toy trains, little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little one, don't you think it's time you were in
jingle, 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 jingle,
jingle on?
To go out inspired today, and what is more inspiring than the carol Go Tell It on the Mountain, which was born of the rich and indomitable oral culture of African slaves in the American South. African-American composer John Wesley Work is credited with formally adapting the song and including it in a songbook in 1907, but it was around long, long before that. This is a song of celebrating the Christmas story, a song of celebrating the Christian's story. In Jesus Christ, good news is embodied, and it is jubilant news. It's news we just can't keep to ourselves. We are compelled to go and to share over the hills and everywhere. With faith and thanks, let us rise and sing our song of going forth this day. Go tell it on the mountain. Number 43.
Thank you.
Christ is born. We can't keep from singing. Go, and may you know the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the peace and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And God's people said, Amen.